and with that time. When he became of 5 years, so beautiful. All the inhabitants of his kingdom, all were so happy that my king has a son, and all that happy. King was also. But the wives of king were so much angry. Why? Because king used to neglect them. They thought that even there are so many sweepers and all other maid servants that supply oil, sabun, soap, cloth, so many things. But king never tells anything. He never smiles with her, never talks with her, always naked. When he was not, he has not a son, then we are so happy. King used to come to us and talking so much, being with us. But now king is now overlooking and neglecting. So the reason of all this, our suffering, what is? That son. If son is dead, we will be happy. King and his wife, Kritarjyoti, were so happy. But for the same reason, he has sons. All wives became so unhappy. And they made a clear
conspiracy.
Confidence. They brought from anywhere so powerful poison, and they mixed in milk, and they were looking any
opportunity.
Today, boy was sleeping, and mother was thinking that, oh, boy is sleeping. So he was doing something. And king was not there, he was in Darbar.
Assembly.
And all the wives were there, they were thinking that king is not here. And men came, Kritarjyoti, the mother of son, is far away, he is doing something. So the next poison, very strong poison. Mixed in milk, and one very slowly and gently, hiding herself, she came and get at once some that was in milk, and she quickly ran away. No one saw him. And at once the boy became black, and his life was, he was doing so much. But none was to look up, and at once he died. And he became like a dry wood. Mother was thinking that, oh, today it is so late. The boy is not waking, he is sleeping. He is not waiting for milk. So he sent her in a maidservant that go and take the boy. Yes. She went there and saw that, oh, he's totally tired. And he began to
The heart began to beat.
And he cried so loudly, oh, I'm dying. The boy is dead. The same action surrendered and saw that my son is. And seeing this, began to weep and he began to paint. King was called, king also came. And he saw that queen is falling down on the lotus feet of that boy and senseless. He saw that my child has died. How is that? And he was seeing this, also began to weep loudly. And he began also. The king was waiting. Oh, how this God is so
cruel.
Why he gave this son to me? And I supported and nourished for 5 years. And he was so beautiful. If there was no son, I was happy. But giving him so beautiful, qualified son. And now he is dead, I am so unhappy. And she was retired. All the courtiers, all the counselors, all came. They began to be. Brahmins came and they also began to be. And the ladies, the wives of the king, who gave it by king, they also came and they began to weep more loudly than others. More loudly. Sometimes they thought that we are also saints. So, all were weeping, seeing this. Because now Angirara has come from his home and from the body of that boy. And he took again his body and again him. With Nalgiri. They were both very friends. Both were exalted, all knowing the past, future, everything. And realizing Krishna. They can go to heaven, they can go to Vaikuntha, they can go to Vrindavan, everywhere by that body. That body was transcendental. So they came and began to ask, why you are all weeping? What is the matter? Why you are all weeping? But none was to reply. He began to tell us, let me hear you all. There was a king, most was qualified in having wealth and reputation and everything. There was no rival king, only one, except one. And he wanted to conquer that. If I will conquer that, then I will be Chakravarti Raja.
Emperor.
Emperor of the whole world. So I must defeat him. And he took his army and he went. And big battle was there. And he himself was defeated. Then his soldiers, in evening, they took his body, gave him, and brought to palace. And his body was there. And that cutting head or parts of the body were not granted but collected. And a white cloth was given on them. And all the wives, father, mother, all children, all were weeping. There was none to satisfy them. Then quickly, Jam Maharaj, who controls death and birth and all these things, and he gives the fruits of our all bad and good activities, he came at once as 5 aged boy. He was naked and he was asking all, why you are weeping? Why you are? Why you are weeping? But none was replying. He told that why you are weeping? He told to an old person. The old person told that you should go and play with your boys, your friends. You cannot understand this story. He is dead. Oh, I know. More than you all. I know. Huh? Why you are weeping? I want to know. Because he is dead. In Hindi language, mar gaya. Gaya means he passed away. If he passed away, mar gaya, then he should return. When he will return? or he will return. He has gone to some place that from there, there anyone never returns. Oh, you are telling lies. That's why I replied. He is here, he is sleeping. I am saying, to whom you thought that he is my father? Oh, he is here. So why he is told that? Where he is? He is lying down here. Why you are not talking with him? To whom you were here, playing, joking, and everything, he is sleeping here. He has not gone anywhere. He is still here. You should talk. Oh, he will not talk. But the same person who was for so many years with you, oh, now he is dead. No, he is here. But his soul is not here. That is. Oh, you are not weeping for him, you are weeping for this soul. Yes, we are weeping because soul has been living this body. This body is not my, I, he, or you. So we are all weeping for that soul. So then I think that you have some relation with that soul. How big was that soul? What was his color? How long he was? What were that his qualities? You know? We have not seen him at all. Then why you are weeping? Less and less persons die daily. You are not waiting for anyone, but you are waiting for this. And even the soul has come. And as you have never seen, you have no relation with that soul, then why you are waiting for that soul? You are waiting all. I will collect whole world person. And we will all wait for him. Will he return? Understand? If anyone has died, and if one is waiting, then I will tell that, oh, we will take some person from Bombay or from anywhere, and we will give some donation to them, and all we will meet there. Understand?
Yes.
In Bombay there are some people. If you can pay something, they will come and meet. So much for. If there is none in house to be. But soul will return by, if whole world is waiting for him, then why waiting? Yes, nothing. Second, if anyone has taken birth, he must die. Because birth and death both come together. In world, you cannot see that anyone is always present. He must die today or tomorrow or day after tomorrow. He must die. So why you are in worry? You will also die. And those who have given poison, they will also die. Even a little boy who has taken birth today, he will also die. And he become born. So why we are? So worry for this? You should not worry for this. So, anyone who has taken birth, he must die. So he has died. You should know, this, there was a hunter. Not hunter. There was a two birds. Like parrot or
citizen.
They have so many children. They went to a place to collect something for them to maintain themselves and to their children. In a very good forest, they sat on the branch of a tree. very good scenery out there. Very green grasses are there. Very smooth and gentle air was blowing. Both were sitting on the branch and sometimes kissing each other.
Kissing each other.
And remembering their past days of marriage and so many things. So lovely talking about them. In the meantime, the wife saw that some pieces of rice are there, called like
pearls.
And he wanted to take it. He told that, "My beloved, we should both go there and collect these rice
grains
for us and for our children." But husband told, "Don't go. There is something.
Trap.
And you will be caught holding that. And they will kill and take you, swallow you. So don't go." But she told that, "I don't believe you. Everywhere you should trap and all these things. You are very simple. There is nothing I am going." And so fleeing away. And went there and she began to pick up something. And calling her, "You should also come on, come on." But in the meantime, there was a hunter hiding himself in a tree there, in the shade of tree. And he pulled up the and at once he was caught in that. Now she began to weep. And that her husband, "Oh, I told you that you should not go, but you never did. Now what will happen?" And telling so, he came there and he began to be full out, telling that, "Oh, my wife, if I was dead, no harm, but if my wife was alive, she could have returned to home and to nourish and support the children. But I cannot do all this." And he was bitterly waiting, remembering the past days of so happiness he has passed with children and wife. But in the meantime, the cruel hunter lost a cruel
law.
And he told himself that this is a suitable time. He took his bow and arrow and aimed at the heart of that and he shook him. And at once that arrow went in the straight in the heart of that his her husband and she was shook. The blood was coming and he was doing that but and he did. What became after that? Laughing, he took the dead body of that prison and also that wife and he in a rope he tightened them and took here and went to his home and cooked and so he's telling who?
Yamraj.
And also that Angira Rishi. Oh, you should realize this fact. If you are careful, not careful, and waiting, and
morning,
for that dead body, you don't know that soul has gone to other place. Soul never dies. He is the part and parcel of God. In this world he is moving, searching happiness and peace of mind. But unless he took the Guru, like Angira Rishi, will not associate. We cannot do anything. So, Narada Rishi at once began to tell, "Oh, you are eating?" And bringing your son and telling him, put his hand on the heart of that boy. "Oh, you are sleeping? You should get up at once. And he sat up and was wondering that how I have come here. You have to say, told, they are so worried for you. He used to talk, we should have love and affection for your father and your parents. He told that, I don't know them, who are they? My father and mother and everything is Krishna. And let's forgetting him, I am come for 5 years here. In this world, this is not about of any soul. Only our object is Krishna. And if we cannot serve, then we will have to come and go like this. I don't want to come in this world. I have become so many times your father and mother, wife and husband, son, everything. Now I don't want to be like that. I am happy where I am. And with the association of any high class of person. So I don't want to be here. Then Narada told that, do you want to live with your son? Then they realized the soul. Oh, who are you? You are same Angira and he is Narada. And you have given this ticket. Now you are satisfied. We don't want some things or anything. We want prema bhakti. Please give me how we can be happy forever and we can cross the bondage of birth and death, suffering and sorrow. A guru like you, realize, so you can help us, none other. So a guru like him can help any other. No so-called guru who are changing their mood 10 and 30 times in a day. Those who are hankering for worldly desire, wealth and reputation and wives and children, always falling down. We see they are falling down, but they are not falling down. They were fallen down from beginning. They are not advanced. So a guru like this, at least a Madhyam Adhikari, who is practicing very sincerely, he has realized this world and he has no any requirement, any attachment is for him. But now you see that the devotee renounced out of sinness. He is telling that you should not go to associate any good associate as active person. You should not go. What is this? If a person will be advancing in initiation and without any association, good and qualified, anyone cannot develop his Krishna consciousness. And if anyone is stopping that you should not go to that association, what is meaning? That he is doing so much nonsense. So this is most high class of offenses. We should try to tell that, oh, we should go in any higher advanced association. And thus helping. And this is called path pradarshak guru, way showing guru. And if you are not doing, you are neglecting, and it's not mean that you should not go to guru, or any realized soul, or any advanced soul, then this is most
dangerous
of offense. So, seeing this, they requested Narada and Angira, you should initiate that one. I don't want son, no wealth, reputation, kingdom and wife and anything. Then he mercifully gave initiation to king of what mantra? Shankarsan mantra. Shankarsan mantra. Who is Shankarsan? Baldev himself.
Lord, yes. Huh? Angira or Lord? Who gave him Diksha? Angira?
Narada. He requested Narada. That I am not quarreling, like we quarrel, that I will make disciple. He will tell like See, that will come. He was telling to Narada that you should get money, and he was telling you should give. The current problem is, I'm so low
I'm so poor,
and you are higher. And he was telling, oh, you are more higher than me. And thus, anyhow, now he gave him. Of Shankarshan Mantra. And he was satisfied, and he began to chant like this. His wife also was satisfied by his words, and he also requested initiation, and he gave initiation. And the all queens who gave poison to that boy, now they are feeling so much
lamentation.
And they came to Narada Rishi and then they told, I admitted that we had done this. So please be merciful. How we will come over all these things? And how we will be happy in this life? We know that we cannot be happy because we have murdered that boy. He told that anyone cannot murder anyone. Soul is immortal. And body is always dead. So you realize this fact. And you should truly come to this essence of all teaching, that we are soul. By constitution, we have love and affection. Because Krishna is embodiment of all love and affection. And we are part. So we have beautiful body, beautiful senses, beautiful heart, having all these qualities, but in
small quantity.
Eh?
Small, minute quantity.
Many quantities. Only there is difference. Nothing there. So we are also embodiment of happiness, ananda, and always having so much love and affection. But that love and affection only for Krishna and for their his associates, not for mundane body. Now, if anyone is doing love and affection any body, oh, that body will go and you will also go. So if you want to love, you should love to your main object. That is Krishna. He cannot see. And if you will see him, your whole love and affection will be, and you will be satisfied there. In world, by work, wealth, reputation, by so many girls, it is a matter of loving. That if a purush,
male,
wants to enjoy any male, thinking that he is also a female. If a male has been decorated as a
female,
given this, and such like quite a girl, but he is not girl, he is male and ugly, but decorated, so well decorated, that he seems a very beautiful girl. And he wants to test, and when anyone comes and takes the clothes of that ugly person, oh, then he
realizes.
So you should know that we are all for female. And now, some taking the taking the dress of male and some female, we want to test each other by lust. But if you will know the real position, then you will laugh. Are the persons who are realized, they will laugh. Oh, what their nonsense they do. All are like this. So only in this whole world, in three worlds, Krishna is only object of love. No one needs Ishvara. Even Balde Prabhu, even Lakshan and all Nityananda Prabhu are about ashraya of love, and Krishna is
object.
We should know this fact. If you are not loving, you are serving Krishna, then you can have it. So, but how we can love and how can we serve Krishna? We cannot serve Him without any qualified Vaishnava. Never. So, anyone realizing this fact and doing bhajan, especially chanting Hari name, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, in Sikshasatam, first, Seto Darapan Marjanam, Pau Mahadavahagni Nirvapanam, Seyakairam Chandrika Vitaranam, Vidya Bhati Jeevanam, Anandam Bhuti Varsanam, Padipadam, Purunam Tashwaranam, Sarvatma Shnapanam, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna. Krishna has mercifully came with His power, His Lagni Shakti Radhika, as a name, Hare Krishna. Hare Radhika, who is taking the heart of Krishna. He is so beautiful. And sitting in such a lovely mood that Krishna is controlled. He is taking the mind and heart of Krishna. So he is Hara, and from Hara it has come Hare. So Hare Krishna means Radha Krishna actually. We should not chant and remember alone Krishna. Never we should. Without power, without light, sun is like zero. So Krishna, if there is no Lagni Shakti, nothing, then His love nirvishesh Brahma. No fruit of serving Him and chanting Him. So Radha Krishna is here Hare Krishna. And Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Radhika, and here Ram is Radha Raman. Krishna Himself has become that. So you can know all these things only from Guru or bona fide Vaishnava. So we should be indebted to Gurudev. Those who are chanting, remembering, but no Guru.
No result. No
progress. No benefit. So we should try to do bhajan in this process. If you are not going in process direct, then chanting, remembering, it will give you some wealth, reputation, and worldly requirements things, and even it can give some heaven or mukti, not more than that. So we should go, we should chant, remember. From today, not up tomorrow, those who have not met their gurus, they should select very quickly. And they should go, otherwise they will not be happy. If a chance will go, then after lakhs and lakhs, but then we will have this human faith, and then we will have Guru, and then otherwise. So don't waste your time. Very quickly try to chant and remember in
proper
association. Go, Brahma. What is our casual tomorrow?
Tomorrow we will have in the morning.
Tomorrow is Ekadasi. You should remember that tomorrow is Ekadasi. Only first will not do. Chant, associate with Vaishnava. If not, then read Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Chaitanya, other books. And thus the upavas. Upavas means
residing near.
Residing
near Krishna.
Yes. Not only giving up
fasting.
If you are giving up only fasting and job here, and you are meeting with so many persons, not demanding Krishna chanting, then it is not upavas. So we should try to follow all this by giving up also fruits and
right.
any cord or anything, and taking only source and vegetable. Very little, not so much, and not so much time. You can take it one time in the world. Very little. Only to support your life, nothing. And thus chant and remember more than usual day. And then quickly try to advance to us.
So tomorrow we all want to proper upavas. That means we follow the process and take shelter of those who can give shelter. So we invite everyone to come tomorrow morning to the house of Raghava Prabhu. And there will be Harikata, Kirtan, and Sri Gurudev will also speak something. At 10 o'clock, everyone is invited. Prasad will be there. And in the evening, it depends. Sri Vata Prabhu has invited us, but we may have to shift tomorrow evening to the house of Sutra. Have you made any arrangements for tomorrow evening?
I didn't make any arrangements, but I knew that.
Okay. Any other day we can come in your house?
Any other day. I'm a big day starting of the week.
15
days.
I could
work in
there.
I will try to think it over.
Okay.
Then
we'll
be
when
we are going to
Gupta's
house.
Yes. We are going tomorrow evening to Gupta's house.
About
5 o'clock.
What about the other devotees?
The other devotees.
With me? Who has come here?
Yeah, they will all go to Bali unless we get a conference seat on the 17th, which is very difficult, they say, but still it may happen tomorrow if we all pray very hard. If not, then we'll have to go. If there is no conference, all of us will go tomorrow evening at almost 10 minutes before 10 by airplane to Bali, and there they will prepare your coming, distribute invitations, papers, receipt papers, all things to invite as many guests as possible to the program in the house of Ananda Krishna Prabhu. That will be on 17th when you go. So I think tomorrow we can just see if we can make any program. Go for payment on
there! Hey, go!